I can't do it. We'll do it live.
Okay.
Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
This is Snowman in the Morning, and it begins now.
What?
Down, down, down!
Hi, howdy, hello, how are you? How do you do? How are you doing? How's it going? What's going on? What's new? What do you think? What do you hear? What do you say? What do you feel? What's shaking? What's happening? Que pasa? What's going down?
What it is.
Next!
Here we go.
Go!
Welcome, welcome to the Thursday edition of Snowman in the Morning, as I like to come to you each and every day at 8 a.m. Eastern. And I don't think I'm done talking basketball. I'll get to that in a moment. Draymond Green apparently will turn down an extension. All kinds of reports out there, and y'all know how I feel about rumors. I don't believe them until I see them. More on that in just a moment. From the Full Armor Worldwide Studios in Chicago, this, my friends, is Snowman in the Morning, presented by Full Armor Worldwide and presented by Cleaver Supplements. A couple of hours of good stuff for you, and there are so many things. With the NBA season now concluded, very happily for this Warrior fan, I might add, that I didn't get a chance to get to. Now, I want to thank Shane McGowan for coming on yesterday. Never got a chance to do that. Kelly Rutar will come on tomorrow. And Matt Granahan will be on during the second hour this morning. We had a delightful conversation about one Kanye West and how his words were misconstrued. You'll hear that in a little while. But I want to start with this. Like I said, with the NBA season now concluded, Everybody else is watching where a certain Cleveland Cavaliers player is going to go. And I really don't care. Whoever signs him is the team that signs him. Now, I just had this thrown at me this morning. And I can't believe that I'm going to talk about this fellow yet again. But given the fact that it's out there, I'm going to throw it out there. According to Yahoo Sports, LeVar Ball on LeBron James, signing with the Los Angeles Lakers, he says, and I quote, "I know it's going to happen." Oh, really? You're absolutely certain of that, sir? Because I sure as hell ain't. This article reads as follows. Known for having spoken things into existence with the Los Angeles Lakers drafting his son, Lonzo Ball, the always confident LeVar Ball is attempting to do so again. Oh, brother. This time, LeVar Ball's forecast revolves around Cleveland Cavaliers forward LeBron James. Good Lord. Asked on Tuesday's FS1 Undisputed if he thinks James will sign with the Lakers this summer, Ball responded in classic Ball fashion. "I don't think it's going to happen. I know it's going to happen." Lakers seem to be the hot landing spot. And after James said he doesn't like Houston as a city, according to a report, Ball also said, I told you to call him L.A. Bron. For LeBron to be considered better than Jordan, to justify that he's the best player in the world ever, he's got to win a couple of more championships somewhere else. According to a tweet from Undisputed. James's name will create headlines daily over these next few weeks. That's an understatement. Free agency begins July 1st in Los Angeles with his cap space, big city appeal, and youthful talent will likely be a suitor. Not to mention the fact LeBron James is fixing up a house in Los Angeles. Hope it ain't the same house that got vandalized a year ago. LeVar Ball also believes LBJ would succeed in Los Angeles for many reasons. One of them being his son. That's what Lonzo does, LeVar Ball said. He makes everybody better. He also says in another tweet, you can't give Lonzo Ball the best player in the game and don't expect them to win because he's going to make LeBron better. Oh, really? Really? And he also threw this out there. LiAngelo is the best two guard in the draft. Again, I respond, oh, really? What the hell have you been drinking? Now, speculation is going to be, may be the best landing spot. But for you to throw out there that Lonzo will make LeBron better, no. I mean, you're talking about someone who's an incredible athlete, who's got a little bit of basketball acumen, and I say that jokingly, who just completed his 15th season, fell short of a title yet again, and wants to go somewhere to win a title, and they're still considering this stupid, stupid, stupid comparison of LeBron and MJ. What? You know, I don't like blowhards. I don't like braggarts. I was one once upon a time. A braggart, that is. I like the confidence that he has in his sons. I like the confidence that he has. But this is just what LeVar Ball does. This is the same LeVar Ball who sent 3 free pair of his Big Baller brand shoes to President Donald Trump in a timely fashion. And yet when people order his shoes, including one Shannon Sharp, they don't get them on time. And in a couple of cases, as I've heard, it takes them a year to get said shoes. A year. A year. Really? Let's consider this possibility. LeVar Ball says LeBron will sign with the LA Lakers. All right, let's consider that possibility. That LeBron does sign with the Los Angeles Lakers. He's going to be the focal point, of course. I don't think he should be, but he's going to be. Are you really going to allow him to ruin the proud Laker franchise by being the coach and GM on the floor the same way he did to Tyronn Lue in Cleveland, the same way he did to David Blatt in Cleveland? The only time LeBron James had a little bit of structure in his life is when he was in Miami, and that's because he was forced to play within a system and not be his own person. You got to play within a system if you're going to win. Now, how will he fit? Let's just look at some of the pieces. Brandon Ingram, Kyle Kuzma, and yes, I'll even consider Lonzo Ball. As ridiculous as this sounds, as ridiculous as this is, how do you expect an incredible talent like LeBron James, and I'm not saying that sarcastically, I mean every word of that, he's an incredible talent, How do you expect him to fit in with those young guys? Well, from on the surface, he'd fit in quite well. He is a leader. I'll give him that. He's played 15 seasons. He's got a lot of experience. And he could show the kids, you know, how to play and conduct themselves. Give you that. My question is, how is LeBron James going to respond to Luke Walton, a man that LaVar Ball tried to get fired? My other question is, how is LeBron James going to respond to LaVar Ball? Because just as LeBron was the de facto GM in Cleveland, you can pretty much say LaVar Ball, with his big-ass mouth, is the de facto GM in Los Angeles. He won't leave the Lakers alone. And you know, Magic Johnson's got to be twisting in his chair. Well, A, he's got to be chomping at the bit at the opportunity to sign the biggest free agent in the market. But B, he's got to be twisting in his chair that LaVar Ball's opening his mouth and putting his foot in it again. Now, supposedly during the season, they had a conversation. And Magic Johnson told LaVar Ball, do me a favor, shut the f*** up. And you know he's not. You know he didn't. Surprise, surprise. And now you're going to invite this craziness to Los Angeles? Really? Let's look at the other side of this equation. What does Cleveland do with LeBron leaving? Again. I say do nothing. Don't do a damn thing. You already know he was going to leave. So why bother? This is where Cleveland made the mistake the first time he left. You drafted Kyrie Irving. You started to build around him, if you're Dan Gilbert. But you stopped when LeBron decided to return. You know what I call that? Stupidity. Because Kyrie Irving showed you that he can be a centerpiece by taking the game-winning shot over a two-time MVP. And I still contend that Kyrie Irving should have been the unanimous MVP of the 2016 finals, and yet they still gave it to LeBron. I don't understand why that happens. So where does Cleveland go from here with the impending departure of LeBron James? You ain't going to find a diamond in the rough like Kyrie Irving. Like you did in 2011. Are they going to burn his jersey again? Are they going to host some kind of event begging him to stay? I say no on both counts. Because you pretty much saw in game 4 of the finals that it was it. When LeBron checked out with less than 5 minutes remaining in game 4, the score was out of hand, yeah, I know, but LeBron checked out with less than 5 minutes left in game 4. 5 minutes worth of garbage time, which tells you, and I know I said I wouldn't talk about the finals, but I have to. Let me get these couple of notes out. With LeBron checking out the way that he did, it not only tell you that he quit, it also told you the Cavaliers quit. And if you think about it honestly, the Cavaliers quit after game 1, a game they should have won and didn't. Now back to my original point. Why is LaVar Ball opening his mouth again, promoting his kids? Look, I completely understand the confidence that he has in him. And I've said this before. Gravante Hurd's checking in with me. What's up? I've said this before. Why are you putting your kids out there? You saw what happened to Lonzo. And granted, an injury doesn't help. But now you're going to put him in a position to perform with LeBron James. And I'll repeat the quote that he said earlier before I go to a break. He said he doesn't think LeBron's going to sign with L.A. He knows he is. Really? You're that confident? I got to take a break and get some help on this. Because I sure as hell don't know that's going to happen. I sure as hell don't think that's going to happen. But what do you guys think? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and Snapchat. The ID you need is at SIT Morning. Let me pause for a break and come back. I may have some help on this. You never know what old Snowman's up to. Back in a flash.
Some energy drinks want to scare you. Some even want to bully you around. And the others, they're just blowing smoke. Packed with vitamins B3, B5, B6, and B12, the new HiQ energy drink comes available in four exciting flavors. Skyberry Fusion, Apple, Coconut Fruit Punch, and Lemon Lime. Natural caffeine, no preservatives, no crash, no bull. HiQ energy drink. Wings are for birds.
Carolina Security Consultants is your residential security consultants leader. Our security assessment is custom tailored for each project. Give Danny a call, 336-312-5326. Make sure to tell them 3 and Out sent you.
A shout to the networks that carry Snowman in the Morning, including 3 and Out Radio Network. Visit them online at 3andoutradio.com.
Who do I perform for? I perform for all the awesome composers whose music deserves to be heard.
I perform for all the stagehands who make sure I never miss a cue.
I perform for our high school choir director who taught me to breathe from the diaphragm and sing from the heart.
Speech, debate, theater, music. The performing arts teach valuable life lessons that typically aren't taught in the classroom. They help high school students learn leadership skills that prepare them to enjoy more satisfying, productive lives.
I perform for Mrs. Evans, my high school debate coach, who has helped me become more confident than I ever dreamed possible.
This message presented by the Illinois High School Association and the high school in your community.
Hey, I've got a question for you. Who will you perform for?
This is Snowman in the Morning, where true sports talk lives.
Hello, baby.
Oh, man. Just getting started here on Snowman in the Morning. Matt Granahan will join me second hour. We had some good success with the hotline yesterday, so I'm going to open it again tomorrow. And I'm going to stay on this subject of where you guys think LeBron James will land. Like I said, I really don't know. And pretty much don't care at this point. Y'all know how I feel. But let me bring in somebody to help out with this subject as we get started here on segment two. Gravante Hurd from the Flex Zone has joined me again. What up, Gravante?
Hey, what it do? What it do? Thanks for having me on, man.
All right, man. Talk to me. Why is LeVar Ball opening his mouth and putting his foot in it again? Why?
Listen, he's only doing what LeVar Ball does. He's been sticking his foot in his mouth since the NCAA season when his son was still at UCLA. This is what he does, man. This, and by him doing this, he literally catapulted his son to the second overall pick. Why stop? LaVar is probably, in my opinion, he's not even going to get drafted, in my opinion.
I hope he doesn't get drafted.
Shoot, he may get on the team. Who knows?
I hope he doesn't get drafted. Now, this is very...
Probably not.
This is very... I can't think of the word I'm looking for. It's too early in the morning. This is very... I know this is very wrong of me to think, but I've seen LiAngelo play, and I am not impressed at all.
No, I mean, he's not impressive. out of all the Ball brothers, I think he's the worst.
He is.
Because I think that the youngest one, because the youngest one's talent is off the charts. The youngest one will probably end up being the best one.
Give you that.
But that middle child, I don't know. I feel like, and I said this before on my show, The Flex Zone, but I feel like he's only playing basketball because everybody else is playing basketball. I don't think basketball is really in him.
No.
Because out of all the brothers, he's the one that does goofy stuff. to get messed up. Like, why would you go all the way to China and steal glasses? That's beyond me. That's still beyond. I'm like, yo.
That's going to stick with him for. That's going to stick with him for a while.
Yeah, of course. But see him doing things like that. I'm like, he don't want to play ball for real.
No, he don't. You see it. I see it. How come everybody else doesn't?
I feel like he don't want to play ball for real, but I think. Him getting caught up after that really switched his mind up. And I think he got more focused, especially after, you know, the whole, you know, Coke 45, or our president, whatever you want to call him. And LeVar Ball dug into him. Well, not quote-unquote 45 got him off. But we know that's not. That's far-fetched. We know that's not true. LeVar Ball's people, I do agree with that. I think LeVar Ball's people was on it. Mm-hmm. And LeVar Ball's people got him out. I don't think 45 had nothing to do with it.
I don't think he had anything to do with it either.
But after LeVar dug into him and the scrutiny that LiAngelo received, I feel like he got more focused and actually started and wanted to play ball. But I don't think he's that talented to be on an NBA roster.
Okay, as long as I've watched basketball... And this now covers almost four decades. Because the first time I watched basketball was 1980.
Okay.
LiAngelo, and I hate putting this out there, but people have agreed with me when I made this statement, and I think you've heard me make this statement on the show. LiAngelo doesn't have a basketball body.
Yeah. He has the Carmelo Anthony body.
Thank you.
But not young Carmelo Anthony. He got now Carmelo Anthony body.
He's got an old Carmelo Anthony body. I realize he's a big man. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. But I'm just saying, I don't think that's gonna weigh him down. Like, he's going to have to hit the gym hard. Like,
very hard.
If he does get on the team, that's what he's going to be doing all the training camp.
Being in the gym.
Because he's big. Like, because he looks like, as I'm saying, he looks like Carmelo Anthony now. I think that's the best way to describe him. He got an old Carmelo Anthony body. He don't got old.
Very old.
Anthony. He got 2018 Melo Anthony body.
Yep. That's about it.
And I don't think that's going to translate well to the NBA.
You know what? I've said several times, including early this morning, I don't think LiAngelo is going to get drafted. LaMelo is the most talented of the three. But I'll pose this question to you, considering LeVar Ball opened his mouth and put his foot in it.
Yep.
How would LeBron James fit with these young Lakers?
Man, listen. Y'all are all tripping. Anybody who thinks LeBron James is going to come to L.A. and somehow, some way, he's not going to bring other people with him.
Right.
Is crazy.
Yeah.
So you know what's going to happen when he brings those other people, i.e. either be CP3 or Paul George?
Right.
I don't think Lonzo's going to stay. I think somehow, some way, they're going to gut this team out.
I figured they were going to gut this team out, too. And these young Lakers are talented, all right? Don't get me wrong.
I like them.
Thank you.
I like them. This is a very young, talented team.
This is what I said.
In a couple years, will be some real contenders.
Right.
But if you do this, you're destroying it.
They're going to destroy all the progress that this young Laker team has made, especially when you take away Ingram, Kuzma, and Lonzo. And yes, I'm throwing Lonzo in this equation because he is a member of the Lakers, and injury curtailed his rookie season.
Yeah,
I will give you. I'll give you all of that. If he works on his jump shot, Lord knows y'all know how I think. Y'all know I know fun. You know, y'all know I am how I am about fundamentals. He works on his jump shot, I'll look at him. Don't get me wrong, but at the same time, if you think that it's just going to be LeBron James going to Los Angeles, you're crazy.
That and the problem is. People think, oh, LeBron's just going to go somewhere, and that's going to be that. You can't insert LeBron into any of the possibilities that he has a chance to go to. You can't just fit him in this team, and that's going to be that.
Right.
No, it's going to be a lot of moving pieces. A lot of people are going to go. A couple of people are going to come.
Haven't we?
To make room. No, there's nobody outside of probably the Lakers that can just insert LeBron and give him the money that he wants.
Haven't we seen this movie before? I don't know, four years ago, perhaps?
Sure we have.
Because, well, and I said it at the top of the show, you had your diamond in the rough in Kyrie Irving. Now, I know his knees have proven to be, up to this point, not reliable. But it's still Kyrie Irving, a very young talent and a chance to build around him. When LeBron came back to Cleveland, they gutted the team.
That's what I'm saying. But you know what? I'm not mad at them gutting the team that because they kept Kyrie.
Right.
They didn't gut the heart of it. You know what I'm saying? They didn't do that. But I didn't mind that because with that talent, that would be enough. Obviously, they went to the championship and won.
Yes.
But I don't like what he's about to do to one of these young teams. That's why I honestly don't want to see him go to the Lakers or Philadelphia or the Celtics because he's going to destroy him.
If he goes to Philadelphia or Boston, A, the balance of power stays with him, not particularly the East, and B, the young teams that Philadelphia and Boston have put together are going to be absolutely destroyed.
I agree. Yeah. I think if he goes to either of those three teams, he needs to go to a team that's like not up and coming, but maybe like that just need another piece. Mm-hmm. You can't go to a young upcoming team because you're gonna destroy it. I really don't want to see him go to the Celtics, Sixers, or Lakers because that fan base is probably not gonna be happy with it.
Oh, no.
LeBron James doesn't have that much time, and the talent that this team currently has, it's gonna go past LeBron.
It is.
I mean, look at the Warriors. The Warriors are a prime example. You build, that's the potential that can happen.
Yep.
That's the potential. And if you bring LeBron, you're gutting it.
Mm-hmm.
You're basically cleaning the house.
Speaking of the Warriors, let's look at two points that I saw this morning. Draymond Green took a pay cut so they could re-sign Kevin Durant, and he says he won't do it again. I'll start there. He doesn't have to. Durant's already committed to signing, and I think they got enough money in-house to keep Durant, so I don't think Draymond Green has to take another pay cut.
I agree. You could agree with that. I just don't like him saying it because the Warriors have been doing such a good job of keeping their problems in-house.
Yeah, and we talked about this yesterday. Draymond Green's going to be Draymond Green, but I think this is me being the eternal optimist. I think he just did this for shock value because how many times have we seen Draymond Green say or do something just for shock value and a month down the line it wears off? So that's what I'm thinking. The other point is if you don't think Kevin Durant is going to re-sign with Golden State with as much fun as he's having, you're nuts.
Yeah, that's crazy. There's no point. Like, why would you leave? There's no reason to do that.
And Kevin Durant said it at the rally. I want to keep doing this thing. Which gives you the clue he's going to re-sign with Golden State. Number one. Number two, they're preparing for an extension, not just with Draymond Green, but with Klay Thompson. And Klay Thompson's indicated he wants to stay put.
Yeah, I mean, they all should want to stay put. There's no reason to leave this team. So
they have no reason to leave.
They got to do.
Especially, and you know what? People are looking at Klay Thompson as the key piece, which I agree. And he proved that during the finals until Steph decided to throw a moon ball in the basket in game two. But why would you want to break up the Splash Brothers and the reputation that they've built
in
the Bay?
First of all, you got a bunch of rare pieces here.
Yes.
And I mean, I'm not talking just basketball-wise. I'm talking about mentally. Like, nobody is crazy for the limelight. They just want to win, and that's
right.
It.
That's it.
And that's rare. That's rare to have in any sport, especially so many great talents on one team.
Yeah, it really is.
They're not bumping heads. This is crazy. Like, I can legit say I've never seen anything like this.
I haven't either.
Like,
I haven't
there's
either.
Been a bunch of, you know,
they want to win.
Great dynasties and great teams in NBA history.
Mm-hmm.
But I can honestly say, and I'm obviously because I was born in 1990, so I
right.
didn't get a chance to see the Celtics and those Lakers teams. I only see them from, you know, NBA Hardwood Classics, you know.
Right.
But from what I've seen out of the great dynasties, I've seen obviously the Lakers, I've seen the Bulls, and, you know, of those teams, it was some turmoil
mm-hmm.
at times.
Yeah.
And then you had teams like Chicago that probably weren't necessarily as talented as these Warriors are.
Right.
And obviously as the Lakers with Kobe and Shaq, you know, that was a huge thing.
That yeah, it was.
Thing throughout their whole dynasty, that was their thing.
Right.
But this team is special, you know. And I never. I can honestly say, I'm not saying that they're the best ever. I'm just saying with this talent and their mentality, I've never seen them put together like this.
And I'll reiterate a point that I brought up earlier, and also I brought up yesterday. They built this team with draft pieces. Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, Jordan Bell in recent times. Okay? They built this team. When the new owners, when Joe Lacob came to Center Court at Oracle Arena in 2010, he was booed trying to explain the direction the Warriors are going. Now he's one of the most celebrated men in the Bay because of his success. And it ain't stopping anytime soon.
Right. Hey, man. He's doing what he's supposed to do.
He's
making decisions. Everybody not going to like him. But, you know, you got to do what's best for business.
Exactly. You got to do what's best for business. Gravante Hurd from the Flex Zone joining me, breaking down free agency. You know I'm going to have you on again when this really kicks into high gear when free agency starts July 1st. You know I'm going to have you back on again.
Absolutely, because it's going to be goofy. I'm telling you right now, it's going to be goofy. It's going to be.
It's already goofy. It's already goofy.
Show.
What are you talking about? It's already goofy.
Listen, and it's going to get worse. Once the floodgates open, it's going to get worse.
Once
LeBron James signs, that's when the dam is going to fall over.
Oh, Lord.
And I can't wait because he does it every 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, the decision when he went to Miami should tell you something. Oh, Lord.
All that you need to know.
Oh, my gosh. All right, tell everybody where they can find you, my friend.
Of course. They can follow me, my personal account, at Crevante Hurd, CREVONTEHURDE, Facebook, Twitter, at Crevante_Hurd on Instagram, and, of course, follow my show, The Flex Zone, at The Flex Zone 1, Twitter, Instagram, The Flex Zone on Facebook, and, of course, give you sports how you want it, when you need it.
I love it. But before I let you out of here, I need to touch on this point. How about those Washington Capitals?
Oh, yes! You know I was ecstatic over here. DC was red for like 3 days.
I bet it was.
Loved it.
Listen,
I
peeked in on, I think it was his Instagram, on Cervantes' Instagram, and he was showing Alex Ovechkin skating the Stanley Cup. I am so happy for the Washington Capitals, because I will tell you, 3 years ago, And Cravante read this article. I did an article on Arena Sportsnet saying, and the title was Capital Underachievement. And there was no argument made. And you would think it would it was that way again, even though they got to the Stanley Cup Finals. They had to win Game 7 in the East on the road in Tampa. But with so much success coming to the Vegas Golden Knights, and God knows I give them a ton of credit for the team that they built.
Absolutely.
Washington just played pissed off the next four games. I loved every moment of it. You know, and is this the start of something good now, championship-wise, for the Capitals?
Man, listen, I'm going to go a step further. I'm hoping this is a step towards all DCTs, man.
I thought you were going
there. We're in the drought, man. You know this.
I know.
The Washington fan base hasn't had a championship to celebrate since 1992.
Right.
And that was the Washington Redskins.
That was Washington Redskins.
So there's been a rain cloud over DC sports forever. Like, even when it's when they're down and then they do well. And when once they get to the level of expectation to win, that's when they let you down. Look at the Washington Nationals.
I was just going to bring that up. The perfect example, the Washington Nationals.
The Washington Nationals arguably have the best pitching in baseball.
Yeah.
And they've had it for the past couple years. And, you know, pitching travels, just like most defenses or defensive, you know, parts of teams. That travels. Defense travels. The bats get cold. The bats get hot. It comes and it goes. But that pitching is very consistent for the most part. But for whatever reason, when the Washington Nationals get to the playoffs, they fall flat. I don't understand.
Yeah. And, you know, they've had several shots to win a division series against the Cardinals in 2012, the Cubs last year. I was so hoping that y'all would beat the Cubs and shut these Cub fans up.
Man.
And look, let me say something. One of my teams de facto has become the Washington Nationals because I love how they put this team together, but it's disappointing when you see them get to the division series and they fall flat on their ass.
I don't know.
Let's just call it the way we see it. And like you said, until the Capitals turned the trick with the Stanley Cup, of all things, to end the championship drought in D.C., it was the Stanley Cup.
Right.
And
that's
no
crazy.
One in Washington. I got to say it. No one in Washington expected the Capitals to win the Stanley Cup, not only to win the Stanley Cup, but to be so dominant over Vegas in doing so. Does this kick up? I'll ask again, and I know you posed this question already, but I'll ask again. Does this kick open the floodgates for the D.C. area to start filling up their championship case?
I hope so, man, because you know, once a team wins a championship, it's like they the top dogs in the city.
Yes.
And everybody else will look up to them like, what? We can do this too, man. Forget all that.
You know I've seen it up close in Chicago. Okay? I've seen 6 with the Bulls. I've seen 3 with the Blackhawks.
I think the proudest one
for me, and it's very personal, and I've spoken of this before, was 2005 when I had a chance to celebrate the White Sox World Championship with my pops before he passed away 2 years later. Everybody has a personal championship. And yeah, Dad and I watched the Bulls celebrate their 6 titles. Dad's been gone since 07, so I think he was watching from above when the Blackhawks won their 3 Stanley Cups. I think, you know what would have been better, though? But it would have involved waiting to have Washington celebrate at home.
Oh, yeah. That would have been... I don't know if that would have been good for the city, man. We were trying to think about that. Captain One Arena was already jumping.
I know it was. I mean, all the old Caps.
That crowd that won on the DC Ice, man.
Oh, Lord.
It would have been no government workers in the house, man.
next morning.
What do you think Chicago went through 3 years ago when we celebrated our Stanley Cup on home ice? Nobody went to work the next day.
That's a whole different, man. When's that home, man? That's crazy, man.
I'll give you a recent example. The Warriors winning at home last year.
Yeah. Yep. I remember that. Yep.
And as nuts as it was, if the Capitals would have swept Vegas and clinched on home ice, no watch party necessary. Y'all have been seeing that live.
Yeah, the watch party's at the arena.
Yep. let's take a look at this. The Capitals ended the drought. Their first Stanley Cup in team history. The Washington, I got to say it the regular way, forgive me. The Washington Bullets.
Oh, gosh.
Haven't won since 1978. They're now known as the Washington Wizards. What do the Wizards have to do to get back to the finals?
Get rid of the GM. Come on, man. Look at all the goofiness that's happened.
This is true.
With the Wizards over the past few years. All the goofiness.
Yep.
All of the turmoil,
yep.
And somehow, some way, Brumfield is still there. I don't understand.
I don't understand either.
That's why the Redskins probably won't win anytime soon, too. I'm not going to lie to you. Daniel Snyder and Bruce Allen, that's probably why the Redskins won't win anytime soon. I'm not going to lie to you, man.
Well,
I'm not holding my breath with that one.
I'm not holding my breath. Listen. I know a lot of Bears fans, because I know they're going to call in, especially when we get the football talk cranked up, and you're going to join me for that. I know they're excited about this year, but you just said I wouldn't hold my breath.
No.
And while we're talking football, who do you think right now is the most unlikely team that will see the playoffs? You already know my answer, but I want to get your take first.
Wow. Unlikely team. Well, I will. The Texans.
You know my answer to that question?
Who?
The 49ers.
Ah, yes. Yes. Both of these teams got good young quarterbacks.
Yep.
Yeah.
And why did the New England Patriots send Jimmy Garoppolo packing for only a second-round pick?
Oh, because we get to see something that we never seen before. It's turmoil in New England.
It's
a lot of it. And you know, the beef is Kraft and Brady on one side, and it's Bill Belichick on the other side.
Yep.
Bill Belichick didn't want to make this move.
No, he didn't.
Bill Belichick's all about the future.
Belichick was grooming Garoppolo to replace Brady.
For years. That's his boy.
And Garoppolo, if you follow the league, and Mike Valenti stated this on his show out of Detroit, if you follow the league, Jimmy Garoppolo was coveted for at least 3 years. Coveted. A lot of teams wanted Jimmy G. And he had a chance to show his stuff when Brady was suspended those 4 games. Now you bring him to a team that was devoid of offense with the 49ers. You get a couple of pieces around him, especially Jerick McKinnon. You send Carlos Hyde packing. And now you have probably one of the most dangerous offenses being built, and the mind behind it is Kyle Shanahan.
Who used to coach for the Redskins.
Exactly.
Yep.
Now you bring in a mind whose father was another football mind, Mike Shanahan, and here's the connection that a lot of people haven't made yet. Mike Shanahan was San Francisco's offensive coordinator for 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
So now you bring Kyle in and surround and give, and you basically hand him Jimmy G on a silver platter?
Yeah, he ran with it. Because you know he wanted Kirk.
He wanted Kirk, yeah.
He wanted Kirk for a while, but that Jimmy G thing, that fell in his lap. It was like, oh, snap. I could get Jimmy G now or wait for Kirk. I'll take Jimmy now.
And look at the money that the 49ers gave him.
They threw that bag at him. They threw the bag at him.
But
he's
think about
he's one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the league.
But if you think about how smart the 49ers were in paying him, they got a 5-game sample out of him. You know, most naysayers say, "Oh, it's not enough. It's not enough. It's not enough." I think it is. Because, and again, I take this from Mike Valenti, and if you think about it, it's true. Say you franchise him, and you got to pay him $28 million. He goes out, he kicks ass again, and now you have to re-sign him for another $30 million. You're talking about close to $60 million in 2 years.
Yeah.
They gave him $73 million up front and guaranteed him for 5 years.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's different. It's a different way that things are getting handled, especially with these quarterback contracts and Kirk Cousins being, you know, the only quarterback to have a fully guaranteed contract.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that made Jimmy G so easy to do for the trade for the 49ers is that, one, they needed a quarterback
badly.
Two, he came up under Bill Belichick,
yep,
which means he's probably going to be good. and the sample size, even though it was small, it was good. And really, the sample size, he didn't have to play any games. I think this trade is going to happen anyway. It didn't matter.
Yeah, I think you get Jimmy G thrown in your lap. If you're Kyle Shanahan, you're chomping at the bit to get on the field.
Absolutely.
And, oh, by the way, their defense got fortified when they signed Richard Sherman to a 3-year deal.
Ooh, boy. hopefully Foster comes back. So I know he's going through some
Reuben Foster.
Hopefully he get on the field.
Reuben Foster is going to be a beast this year.
Oh, yeah. What school he went to?
Alabama.
Duh! Come on now.
He's going to be the head
boys know how to play those football,
of that.
Man.
He's
I
gonna
love
be...
Alabama players. I'm glad the Redskins picked up Payne. We
right.
picked up Jonathan Allen and Payne in back-to-back drafts.
Right.
I like this pipeline that we got going from Alabama.
Now, and think about who Foster is teaming with on that defensive line. There was another rookie by the name of Solomon Thomas who played nearby at Stanford.
Right. Underrated guy.
Very underrated. Their defensive coordinator is going to turn him loose.
As you should.
You wanted to see what you would get from Foster and from Solomon Thomas, but I knew of Solomon Thomas from his days at Stanford. This big fella can play, period. This big fella can absolutely ball. And that defense of San Francisco, although still being built and still very young, they're going to surprise a lot of people this year.
Absolutely.
Now, I've asked, what do the Wizards have to do? You touched the Wizards and the Redskins in the same sentence of saying they need to get rid of their own, they need to change their ownership. What about the Nats? What do the Nats have to do to get out of the first round and bring home a trophy to D.C.?
I don't know, man. It's like, we have the pieces to do it, so why hasn't it been done? And I hate, I'm upset that it had to happen. And they fired, you know, Dusty Baker, one of the few black, you know, managers. I hate to see him lose a job.
Right.
But they probably needed a change of scenery. They probably mm-hmm. needed a new face. Sometimes that needs to happen. I just hated that it had to happen to Dusty Baker because I felt
right.
like it wasn't really his fault. But sometimes you need a change of scenery. You need a different face. And hopefully that was the problem because there's no other problem to look at.
Right.
We got Bryce Harper, one of the young great talents in the
mm-hmm.
in the MLB
mm-hmm.
and a great pitching stat.
Max Scherzer. Oh my Lord. I put a post up on Facebook and you saw it when I said Max Scherzer was the best pitcher in baseball. Now a lot of people in Houston may argue differently for one Justin Verlander, and remember they were teammates once upon a time in Detroit.
Yep.
They were teammates once upon a time in Detroit, so why should you be surprised of the success of both of those pitchers with Verlander and Max Scherzer? But I want to see Max Scherzer start a league championship series game and not just a division series game. They let Max down in Game 5 last year against the Cubs.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, boy. Gervonta Hurd joining me talking all kinds of sports and the state of sports in D.C. With the Caps winning the Stanley Cup, will this open the floodgates championship-wise for D.C.? We'll just have to see over time. Thanks for joining me, my friend. Appreciate it.
Of course, man. Catch you next time.
You know, and he brought up something that's so very true, and a lot of teams, some teams realize this and some teams don't. Sometimes you just need a change of scenery to get you through, get you to the next level. It happened with the Bulls in 89 when Doug Collins was the coach, and then in a flash, Phil Jackson was the coach, took him to 7 games with Detroit in 1990, and then you know the success over the next 8 years. 6 titles. Maybe it just does take a change of scenery. Maybe that will happen for Jimmy. Well, it's already happened for Jimmy G in San Francisco. Kyle Shanahan as well. And I mentioned before, they're building an offense that's going to be so damn dangerous, it's not even funny. We'll have to see over time what happens. Take a pause for a break, and when we come back, I'll have a question of the day. And then the second half will begin with a conversation that I had with an entrepreneur who is not afraid to fail, but success has befallen her. Back in a flash.
Full Armor Worldwide is open to serve you. Our goal is to provide professional service that'll meet clients' high expectations. Every client wants to achieve the services that'll meet their expectations and will satisfy them. People become more frustrated when their expectations and needs are not totally met. Therefore, they'll demand for a higher service or a quality service. A good and quality service will make you distinctive and stand out among your competitors. That's why Full Armor Worldwide stands out compared to other competitors. If there is a service that you need, such as web design, logistics, construction, property management, or more, Full Armor Worldwide is where you need to go. Give us a call today to set up your consultation at 888-386-2040 or drop an email at info@fullarmorworldwide.com. Full Armor Worldwide, innovative for a better tomorrow. At Elite Athletic Training, we specialize in baseball and football training. We also have camps and clinics so your athlete can be helped in numerous ways. We train the elite athletes. If you want your athlete to EAT, make sure they're with Elite Athletic Training. Call today to begin your training, 708-359-2634, or email us at eliteathletictraining18@gmail.com. Hey fans, spring is here and Cleaver Supplements invites you to spring into action to get in the best shape of your life. Our supplements and products will help you do just that. You had a good winter season, and now it's time to show off and keep that great shape, great attitude, and work on getting even better for your life. Our Fat Burner, Super Swole Serum, and other products will keep you on track to a healthier and happier you. Do it for your family, do it for your friends, but most of all, do it for you. For more information, visit us online at cleaversupplements.com. Cleaver Supplements, pure supplements for when genetics are just not enough.
This is the king of Connecticut, the suntan Superman himself, the one and only Matt Glanahan, telling you about the one and only Arena Sports Network. The place where every fan has a voice and every team has a fan.
Thank you to our networks that are syndicating Snowman in the Morning, including our flagship Arena Sportsnet, 3 and Out Radio Network, the Lake County Sports Network, KNHB Radio, and the Open Mic Broadcast Network. Thank you to you all for syndicating our show.
This is the King of Connecticut, Matt Granahan. And there's a new sheriff in town and a new king of morning talk. So move over, Howard Stern, Brian Snow, the Snowman, Snowman in the Morning. Catch the show every Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Damn, that's loud. Sorry about that, folks. Heading toward the second hour, and if you've been watching us on our social media, You see the question of the day posted, and it goes a little something like this. With the Washington Capitals turning the trick and winning the Stanley Cup, ending their drought, getting their first Stanley Cup in franchise history, who is the next team that will end their championship drought and win a championship? Who's the next team that will end their drought and win a championship? That's our question of the day, presented by Cleaver Supplements, pure supplements for when genetics are just not enough. Stick around. A story of entrepreneurship kicks off the second hour, and the suntan Superman will join me as well. Back in a flash.
Hey fans, spring is here and Cleaver Supplements invites you to spring into action to get in the best shape of your life. Our supplements and products will help you do just that. You had a good winter season and now it's time to show off and keep that great shape, great attitude, and work on getting even better for your life. Our Fat Burner, Super Swole Serum, and other products will keep you on track to a healthier and happier you. Do it for your family, do it for your friends, but most of all, do it for you. For more information, visit us online at cleaversupplements.com. Cleaver Supplements, pure supplements for when genetics are just not enough.
Has your fantasy season ever come to a complete halt due to your top picks going down? Now there is a solution for that. RotoSurance is your go-to fantasy sports insurance provider. Get 100% of your money back if your top players go down. Head over to www.rotosurance.com and use the promo code 3andOutRadio to get 20% off your plan today. Again, www.rotosurance.com.
Hey fans, spring is here and Cleaver Supplements invites you.
Some energy drinks want to scare you. Some even want to bully you around. And the others, they're just blowing smoke. Packed with vitamins B3, B5, B6, and B12, the new HiQ energy drink comes available in four exciting flavors. Skyberry Fusion, Apple, Coconut Fruit Punch, and Lemon Lime. Natural caffeine, no preservatives, no crash, no bull. HiQ Energy Drink. Wings are for birds.
What is the IHSA?
For more than 100 years, the Illinois High School Association and member schools have provided opportunities for students to participate in interscholastic athletics and activities, which produce vital education benefits.
Did you know the IHSA offers statewide championship series in 14 sports for boys and girls and sponsors statewide championships in 7 non-athletic activities? Did you know the IHSA licenses more than 10,000 contest officials in 13 different sports and that more than 300,000 students participate in IHSA sports and activities every year? Did you know activity programs only account for 1-3% of the overall education budget in a school? Did you know the nation's first sportsmanship mascot was created by the IHSA in 1997 with the birth of Attitude? Did you know students who participate in activity programs tend to have higher grades, better attendance, lower dropout rates, and fewer discipline problems than students that don't participate? Did you know activity programs provide valuable lessons for practical life situations? Teamwork, self-discipline, time management, dealing with adversity, and communication skills?
Now that you know, get in the game. Be a fan and join the fun. Support your local high school programs.
This message has been brought to you by the IHSA. Challenge yourself.
This is Snowman in the Morning, where true sports talk lives.
That's what? Are you kidding me?
Need a little excitement?
You know what, man?
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
One word describes her besides friend and fellow business visionary. Entrepreneur. What do I mean about that? I'm going to let her explain. Tennille Jackson now joins me on the HiQ Audio Hotline. Good morning, my dear.
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
I am doing well. Great to talk to you today.
Absolutely, the same here.
Now, I love the word entrepreneur. I know it's a spinoff from entrepreneur, but instead of me trying to explain it, I figured I'd let the person who coined the phrase explain it.
Well, you know what? I have to be totally honest. I did not coin it. I don't know who did. I just used the mess out of it, right? So what entrepreneur, what it refers to is really just that, what you said. Once an author writes a book, they have in turn created a product, and depending on how far you go with it, you created a business. So now you are in the business of selling books. So whether you want to take that and simply sell books or become a speaker or a coach, it's so many different things that you can do once you become a published author, and hence the term authorpreneur. You are both an author and an entrepreneur all in one.
Well, that will make me a sports talkpreneur, because I've been doing this show 5 years now. It'll be 5 years in October. I love the term. I love the when you come on your Facebook Live and do your broadcast and just encourage people. How did you get started in being an author? What was the door that was kicked open for you to become an author?
You know what? I actually was going back to school to get my master's degree. True story. I woke up one day. It was really just divinely inspired. It was one night I was kind of unctioned. I was woken up and just prompted to write this book. My first book was called Pleasing Your Partner, A Spiritual Guide to Happiness. And happiness actually is an acronym that stands for humility, assurance, peace, prosperity, integrity, newness, endurance, submission, and strength. And so the premise of the book is how you take those 9 traits and use it to work your relationship. And the thing about it, it's not even necessarily you don't have to be in a relationship. If you're not in a relationship, you can still use those traits to get the best out of yourself, so that when you are in a relationship, you'll get the best out of your relationship.
That is absolutely wonderful. 2012, the Chicago Children's Museum at Navy Pier featured you in celebrating authors. Take us through that experience.
Oh, my God. It was crazy, Brian, because I had no clue. 2012 was actually a really crazy year for me, because I was also celebrated by CBS Chicago.
Right.
That year, and I had no idea. I didn't know, like, the president of Chicago Writers Association actually called me to tell me about, he was congratulating me on the article, and I'm like, what are you talking about? So he sent it to me. I didn't even know about it. And so later that year, you see what I'm saying? Later that year, I got a call from somebody from Navy Pier, and they were like, well, you know what? We want to honor you. We're doing our African American Heritage Month or something like that, and they were celebrating African American authors, and they wanted for me to be one of the featured authors. I'm like, are you kidding me? So it was incredible, you know, because, and you know, when you're an entrepreneur, you're not really doing it for the accolades. You're doing it because it's your passion. It's
yes.
What you love. And so when you find out that other people are starting to, like, see you, they're watching out for you, it's really kind of surreal. And so that's how 2012 was for me.
I can so relate to that, because anybody who has heard me do play-by-play over the years knows 2012, I was covering Marist High School, and they had not one but 2 miracle finishes. And the first one, I didn't think anything would come from it. Anyone knows me, I'm in the moment. When I'm doing my play-by-play, if an exciting play happens, I describe it accordingly. Well, it got so exciting, and I was freelancing for High School Cube at the time, that the finish of that game against Curie, and no one, I got an email late that Sunday night, that Deadspin got a hold of the call. That Monday morning, I get an email from High School Cube saying, Brian, your call is on the way to ESPN. I said, oh, that's nice.
Wow.
I fell back to sleep, and then 5 minutes later, I woke up and said, what? And that's
exactly. You're like, what just happened? Wait, what? Because that's exactly how I felt when I got the call to say that CBS Chicago had featured me. Like, wait, who? Wait, CBS Chicago? When did they even see me? Like, you know, you don't know. And that's why it's always so important to put your best foot forward
yes.
at all times, whether you feel like it or whether you don't, because you never know who's watching, or in your case, who's listening. You
yes.
never know.
Well, when I got the word that my clip was going to ESPN. I'm thinking, okay, they're going to play it a couple of times on SportsCenter and be done with it. Yeah, then I started getting a flood of tweets and messages saying your call made the SportsCenter top 10. And I'm going, are you serious right now?
Wow.
So what happens? All my friends turn it on, and they're – I described it best when it happened. My computer turned upside down with messages.
Wow.
And it's like
– yeah.
This just can't be happening. Then the request for radio interviews started, and you know when those requests start, they don't stop.
Absolutely, absolutely. You got to get ready to ride the wave, and that's why we tell people you don't have time to prepare for success.
No.
Like you got to go in knowing that you want to be successful, because
yes.
the fact is that you don't know when it's going to hit. Like you might have this plan, and you might say, okay, within the next 3 years, or the next 5 years, but the fact of the matter, it could happen in that first year, or it might take 10 years. But whenever it happens, you have to be ready to ride that wave.
And the wave for me kept going 3 days later when Marist took down Bogan. And Bogan was another highly ranked team in the area, and I had another great call, and I will live out a promise to the fans. I'll play both of those later in the week. And then Dan Patrick's producer emailed me saying, you're coming on the show in 20 minutes. We need some information for you. And I'm going, hey, what?
Wow.
Wait. Dan Patrick, somebody I had admired in terms of sports talk for 20 years, I'm going to talk to him? What?
Yes.
And to this day, it's been 6 years. To this day, I still get calls about that interview. I get calls about those interviews. I just had two schools over in Northwest Indiana request me to call their games, one of which I'm going to honor. It's like you said. Once that wave hits, it's crazy.
It is. And you really have to be ready for it. And sometimes you're not, you know, and it's not because of, you know, lack of preparation or even skill set on your part. Sometimes life situations don't line up. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you're just not in a predicament where your situation, whether it's a financial situation or a family situation or even a health situation, sometimes you're not in a predicament where you can ride the wave. And so the sad part to it is that there are times where you may only get one wave. You know what I'm saying? And if you're not able to ride that wave, you don't know that you will get another one. So you just really have to believe that, you know what, if this is meant for me, then when it's supposed to happen, everything will line up right and it will be able to happen and I will be able to take advantage of it. And so definitely kudos to you. And I am so proud of you for everything that you've been doing.
Because
I say, even though you do sports, you are always able to intertwine so many other things, and you still hit so many different audiences just beyond the sports audience, you know?
I appreciate that. 2013 saw Tonia also become the founder of Authors Promoting Success. And I remember the day that this hit, because we talked about it when you were nervous for a bit, and then you said, the heck with it. Let's go with it. 2 years later, you open your bookstore, APS Books and More, deemed as the home to the independent author. Take me through the process of what led you to start APS.
You know what, Brian? So the organization, that was really something that came from all these other authors that I had known, right? So when we were talking about the first book. So when the first book came out, I literally did tour the country. I went to all these different cities and states from, you know, like your Michigans and Kansas and Memphis and, you know, Dallas and Houston and Indiana. I was kind of everywhere, Ohio, and I met all these different authors, and I would always just like share my experiences, and a lot of people were like, this is your first book and you're an award-winning author coming out the door, and I'm like, that's just, I cannot take credit for that. To God be the glory for that. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
And so I would meet all these different authors, and they would ask me, you know, what my experiences were and how I did this, that, and the other, and I would just freely answer them, and I didn't know that that was something that was not, you know, in the norm. I didn't know that that was not what everybody did. And so I had so many different authors from different states that were like, Tenille, you need to start your own organization, like, because there's so many authors that could benefit from the information that you have, from, you know, the skills that you provide, that all of these different things, you need to have your own organization. And so that's really what kind of initially prompted me to start to be the founder of Authors Promoting Success, because that's what it's about. You know, when we are together, our mantra is we are better together. And I'm just not one of you know me. I'm not one that feels like I'm better than anybody else. And
right.
I really believe that we can all benefit from each other. And so from there, it was kind of natural progression of things, because 2014 is when I did the publishing company. But then in 2015, again, I cannot take credit for it. Like, I really believe that God led me to open up a bookstore, and it was not to be a mainstream bookstore. You know, like, even now I describe my bookstore more so as a book boutique.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't house mainstream authors. You know, I don't do erotica. I don't do street lit. I really provide a platform for indie authors. That's what my calling, if you want to call it like that, that's what my calling is. I am able to provide all these different platforms for indie authors to gain exposure and achieve success in the literary industry. That's really what I do.
And you do a wonderful job. Let me tell y'all how Tenille and I met. I was invited to a Chicago Black Wall Street meeting. And just by chance, it was the only one that I went to. And that's where I met TJ. And TJ and I started putting mm-hmm. our heads together, going, there's got to be something better than this. I mean, against the organization, but what were they actually promoting in terms of independence and in terms of, you know, having your own business? And that's where Tenille and I started putting our heads together, going, okay, what can we do? How can we, like, make an impact? And I've tried for 3 years to get TJ on the show, folks, but she's been so busy. I've been so busy. You guys know I keep an ignorant play-by-play schedule in excess of 100 games a year, and now she's finally on the show with me this morning. And the day that I think I can honestly say, the day that we met and we had that conversation outside of the office of what more mm-hmm. can we do, kickstarted everything.
Yeah. Yeah, I would have to agree with that, because, you know, and sometimes that really is the purpose of things. We may have both, and, you know, independently wanted to come to this event for a particular reason, not knowing that the reason why we were there was for us to meet each other.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? And a lot of times that's just how things happen. You think that you're coming for one particular thing, and true purpose ends up revealing itself. So I think that was the case with the whole Black Wall Street encounter. I really do.
I really believe that, too. I remember the day you opened your store and how excited you were about it. And, you know, how's that going? How's the feedback been since you opened it?
You know what? It has been crazy, Brian, because we were in 4th City Mall in Chicago for right at 2 years, and then I ended up moving. Without going into the long, drawn-out story, I get an abrupt letter giving me 12 days saying, you know what, we are changing our vision. We no longer want to deal with indie stores. So 4th City has sent out letters to every independent store.
Oh, wow.
They decided that they wanted to get rid of all of them. They only wanted corporate partners. And it was very abrupt. But you know what? I had such a peace inside of me. And I tell this to everybody, like, I didn't know what my next move was going to be. I really thought that I was done with the bookstore thing. And I was fine with it, because I'm like, because for everybody that talks about nobody reads anymore and your bookstore isn't going to thrive. Like, we didn't stop because we were bankrupt. We were, you know, there's an abrupt stop to the movement beyond us. And so anyway, that was in January of 2017. And when I tell you, the following month or so, I end up getting my new location, which is on 26th and Lawndale. I'm 2653 South Lawndale. And I really love it because I'm an independent establishment now. And so now I'm more of a fixture in the community as opposed to just being one of many stores in the mall. And so we moved there officially. We opened April 1st last year. So we've been in the new place for a little bit over a year, and we still got some expansion things that's happening. I have not officially announced it to the public yet, but we will be doing a launch party of sorts July 14th this year. And again, you're kind of exclusive to get it because I haven't even announced it yet, but we are expanding, because when I first got the building, I just had downstairs. Now I have the entire building. So there are going to be some other things I'll be doing upstairs. So we're going to launch it officially July 14th. So I would say things with Office Promoting Success are going well. The organization itself is thriving. We got so many different authors coming on board. The publishing company is doing well. The bookstore is doing well. We're in the midst of planning for the second annual awards gala. That's going to be Thursday, August 23rd. So it's really just, it's prospering, and it's a blessing.
Every event that you have, you send it to me. I'll read it on the air and get some people to come out, and I'd like to come out for that christening on July 14th.
Absolutely. I wouldn't have it any other way. I definitely want you to be there. It is going to be kind of like a chic type of thing. So you don't, well, you probably will just wear a tie anyway, but you know, it's going to be.
You know me. You know me.
We're doing it's going to be like an adult type of a thing. So like when I did the gala, it was at night, but it was a family oriented. This one is going to be adults only. It's going to be a swanky type of event. And so absolutely, I'm going to get you that information so you can come. I'd love for you to be there.
Man, it's such love. I appreciate it. Tenille Jackson joining me here on Snowman in the Morning. Finally, y'all heard it.
Yeah.
Got a big event coming on. Finally, I got her on the show, and y'all heard
well,
the big event coming on.
As you heard that, we take this sometime back. Unfortunately, that event on July 14th has been postponed, but her gala on August 23rd is still going to happen, and we're going to be there for that. Tell you what, had some great conversations with some people, and you're going to hear two more. Cliff Scales. You'll hear that conversation. We take that in the midst of Loyola's run to the Final Four. And also, I mentioned the King of Connecticut himself, Matt Granahan, will play that for you as well. But I got a couple of answers to my question of the day that I posed. And I said, who's the next team that will end its championship drought? One of my good buddies, Joshua Outland, states the Carolina Panthers. Well, the Panthers have had two shots at the Super Bowl, and unfortunately, they came up short both times. Well, we'll have to see. One of my buddies says Washington Nationals. You know, that wouldn't surprise me that they finally put it together. And one of my favorite answers of all time just popped up. One listener says San Francisco 49ers. I will not go to work the next day. If the 49ers win the Super Bowl, I will not go to work the next day. I will not go to work the next day. As a matter of fact, I think I got another answer. My buddy Bear Mayfield, proud papa, says San Antonio Spurs. Hey, I wouldn't be surprised there either. I got much love for the Spurs. In fact, I've mentioned this often on the show. The three teams that I follow in the NBA religiously, even though this is an individualistic league, the three teams that I follow are the Chicago Bulls, my hometown team, the San Antonio Spurs, and the Golden State Warriors. I love them all, and I follow them all. In fact, I got apps for all three teams on my phone, so whenever an alert happens or a news story happens, I get it. But, continue the question of the day, what team do you think will end its championship drought? Let me know. Tweet at SIT Morning and at Arena Sports Net, and follow us on all of our social media. The King of Connecticut is next. You're listening to Snowman in the Morning.
This is the King of Connecticut, the suntan Superman himself. The one and only Matt Granahan telling you about the one and only Arena Sports Network, the place where every fan has a voice and every team has a fan.
Some energy drinks want to scare you. Some even want to bully you around. And the others, they're just blowing smoke. Packed with vitamins B3, B5, B6, and B12, the new HiQ Energy Drink comes available in four exciting flavors.
Skyberry if you can. Apple. Coconut futon. And lemon lime. Natural caffeine. No preservatives. No crash. No bull. IQ energy drink. Wings are for birds.
Hey fans, spring is here and Cleaver Supplements invites you to spring into action to get in the best shape of your life. Our supplements and products will help you do just that. You had a good winter season, and now it's time to show off and keep that great shape, great attitude, and work on getting even better for your life. Our Fat Burner, Super Swole Serum, and other products will keep you on track to a healthier and happier you. Do it for your family, do it for your friends, but most of all, do it for you. For more information, visit us online at cleaversupplements.com. Cleaver Supplements, pure supplements for when genetics are just not enough. At Elite Athletic Training, we specialize in baseball and football training. We also have camps and clinics so your athlete can be helped in numerous ways. We train the elite athletes. If you want your athlete to EAT, make sure they're with Elite Athletic Training. Call today to begin your training, 708-359-2634, or email us at eliteathletictraining18@gmail.com. Full Armor Worldwide Company is customer-centered and motivated financially in order to provide excellent service through company industry and a well-experienced team. It has a big impact on customer-oriented business. The company provides effective, efficient, fast, and friendly service for every customer. The company aim is for quality customer service, to encourage new customers, and to keep the existing customers. With years of experience, Full Armor Worldwide is trusted by the clients, and the company has strong relationships with the clients. Good and quality client service is the best way to keep clients, which serves as an assurance of long-term success. If there is a service that you need, such as web design, logistics, construction, property management, or more, Full Armor Worldwide is where you need to go. Give us a call today to set up your consultation at 888-386-2040 or drop an email at info@fullarmorworldwide.com. Full Armor Worldwide, innovative for a better tomorrow.
It's Snowman in the Morning, where true sports talk lives.
Hadouken, that's us! Spicy meatball!
Got a story of redemption for you, and it involves a person who's becoming a good friend of mine. His name is Cliff Scales, and he's on the line right now. Good morning, my friend.
Hey, Brian, how you doing?
I'm doing well, man. It's good to talk to you.
Hey, it's good to talk to you. First, let me just say thanks for having me on. I was hoping to be on after Loyola's national championship, but we'll wait for that. We'll get that next year.
Yes, indeed. And I talked about it to open the show. There's a lot that they can take from this, and they could rule the Missouri Valley for a while.
Yes, most definitely. Just now, they just got to kind of, it's repetitive. It's just kind of take what they did this year. Mm-hmm. And just kind of follow that up. Just kind of continue that process.
Speaking of process, you went through it playing for legendary coach Gene Pingitore and the St. Joseph Chargers. And you played at Nebraska, but then you walked away. You walked away from basketball. Tell us about that.
Well, I actually, after college, actually played overseas for a few years. And then I did. I walked away and had been working at an advertising agency for 20 years. And probably about 3 years ago, my mind, my attitude, just kind of went in another direction. And I just felt that I had a little bit more left in the tank. So I talked to my wife, kind of told her what I was thinking about doing. And she basically said, go for it. And so 3 years ago, I walked into Coach Pingitore's office. And long story short, he gave me an opportunity to be on the staff. And probably about 6 months ago, I made another change to become a personal basketball trainer.
That's great.
I went from staying away from the game a little bit to, immersing myself into it every single day. And I'm having the time of my life.
That is absolutely wonderful. Like I said, folks, this is a story. This is a story of redemption. What was the moment that turned the light bulb on for you that said, you know what, I got to get back into basketball some kind of way?
Well, actually, I was got hit with kind of an injury bug. I had torn both my quad tendons, and just having surgery, having rehab, and I finally got healthy. And literally about 6-7 months ago, I finally was able to jog and move. And the more I would get out, the more I would take a ball and shoot it and go after it and run, I said, you know what? I still have something left in the tank here. I want to get out here and play. I want to get out here and move. And that literally, my health was probably the biggest obstacle I had to get over. And once I got over it, my mindset just kind of turned on and said, you know what? I still have something to offer.
Was it, did fear play any kind of factor in walking away from your advertising job?
No, to be quite honest, and if it did, it was for 1 second. My wife is my rock. My family is my rock. And once I kind of discussed that with them, and my wife said, what took you so long? And really, from that standpoint, it was a go. It was a go. Again, if there was any fear again, it would have been it was myself. And my wife is a big proponent of being comfortable with being uncomfortable. And that wasn't necessarily me. But in this situation, I wasn't that much uncomfortable. I became real comfortable with a game that I truly enjoy, I truly love. So once she said go, I've been going ever since.
I read this story on Omaha.com that, and a part of it, if I read correctly, you weren't getting out of college basketball what you had thought. Can you expand on that piece?
Well, actually, I kind of got probably everything that I wanted. It wasn't until afterwards that I really looked at myself and said, did I put in or did I get out what I wanted? While I was going through the process, it was just that. It was a process. You go here for practice. You go here for a game. And you go through your freshman year, your sophomore year, your junior, your senior year. And my last tournament game against Xavier back in 91,
right,
we lost. We were a number 3 seed. And I just thought, you know what, I did what I was supposed to. I got an education, a scholarship. So I got what I was supposed to. But it wasn't until afterwards of seeing other guys kind of playing in little different leagues and things like that. I'm actually playing in the CBA kind of right out of school, which is now called the G League. But I ran across people that I was like, I can play. But what happened if I would have put forth a different effort? And again, that was later in life. Right after school, it was more pointing the finger at other people. Why didn't this person help me do this? Why didn't this person help me do that? And as the article also stated, it was many years later, but my son Jordan, conversations with him, yeah, he really kind of made me look in the mirror. And ultimately, I looked at it as I kind of failed myself. I did not put forth the effort.
No, the feeling.
The work ethic, yep, that it takes. And again, with my health getting better, I just kind of combined the physical with the mental aspect, and that's when I kind of, you know, went forward with my decision. But it really was all on me. I take full responsibility And I love to grow. My wife tells me all the time, if you're not growing, you're standing still, we can't have it.
True.
And truly, I've grown. And as I said, that story is not even close to being finished.
Good.
It's continuing.
Good.
And meeting you, that's part of this process, this story, this journey. So, again, I'm certainly appreciative of you, but I'm appreciative of this journey that I'm on, and it's certainly a great feeling.
Let me relay a little bit. I was going to talk about this at the end of the show, but I have you on now. When I read your story, the first word, and I read the full story, the first word that came to my mind was redemption. And you mentioned something that is so true. You can point the finger at everybody else, but ultimately you're going to have to take a look in the mirror and say, what happened? Well, I repeat a sentence to you that you just said a moment ago. I failed myself. And after I tried to do my Super Bowl special the Friday before the Super Bowl and my equipment went down, I shut down. I can point back to that day where I had a lot on the plate and it didn't get executed because of an equipment failure, and I just put everything down and I walked away. And then, you know, Sarah looked me in the eye and said, why haven't you done your show for a while? And I'll tell you what, man, I came up with every excuse in the book, but then I said, why am I not doing this? I love doing it. And then I got to talking with Derek, with Derek Mullis during Loyola's run. I said the hell with it. I got to get back in it. And this time, I'm not only doing this because a very dear friend of mine of some 30 years said, you know what, Snowman, you can make a lot of money doing your show, but you have to do it. I'm not only doing it for that, I'm doing this for me. Because I love doing this. I absolutely adore doing this. Do I have a job right now? Yeah, got to make sure the bills stay paid. But at the same time, this is what I love to do, and I've said to myself and I've written down several times over, this is how I'm going to make my living, and this is how I'm going to be happy. And I've always said on every other relaunch, that consistency has killed me. This is the final relaunch. This is me starting all the way over with this show, with Arena Sportsnet, and with everything. And since I've spoken to you, and I thank you for this, and I thank Sarah for this, and I got a little kiss from my little Phoenix, my little rat terrier.
There you go.
The fire's been lit. Okay. The fire has been lit. You know, little man Austin got to me. You know, the fire's been lit, man. It has.
Well, you've seen the signs.
Yes.
You may not even been looking for them.
No, I wasn't.
The signs are all around
it. It was around me the entire time. I am the reason I failed. Period.
Well, that's half the battle.
Yeah.
That literally is half the battle of understanding that. And to your point, I think the biggest thing there in terms of it's your passion. This is what you love to do.
Yes.
And
it is.
I think I reached out to you yesterday, I think, and I told you, you don't give up on this.
No.
This is you. This is your passion. And
this
you're
is what I do.
Whatever it takes until unturn any stone, every stone, and just continue. Don't let yourself be the person that stops you.
Let's
and I think if you take from that vantage point, the sky is the limit. The sky is the limit.
Indeed it is. And one other thing, if you have some goals in mind and you put a date by it and you don't reach it by then, don't assume that the goal's still not being pursued. Because it is.
Correct.
Because it is. You're just doing it in a different way. You're like, okay, I put this date behind it. It didn't happen. So now let me back it up to here. Let's see what happens then. And some things didn't happen. Some things didn't go through. Does it mean that you failed in reaching your goals? No. It's just a delay in reaching them. And don't let anyone tell you, look, you're supposed to have it by this date. What happened? What happened was some things didn't fall into place, and no one's at fault for it. But the only time that you would be at fault is if you stopped. And with the show, I stopped. I stopped. But now today, it started again, and it's full speed ahead. I would be remiss if I didn't thank Sarah, if I didn't thank Austin, if I didn't thank you or any of my other friends that, you know, kept getting in my head saying, "Why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you on the air, man? What's going on with you?"
For sure. Because again, like I said, you're part of my journey now as well. And I'm telling you, the blessings that I've received since I started this, I can't even count. And again, to your point, there is no timeline with me. I'm a big believer in God. I'm a big believer in the blessings that He has bestowed upon me to this point. But I'm literally, and I've used this phrase a lot, I'm on the passenger side. I'm allowing Him to drive.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? There might be a detour, but that's my detour. He knows where He's going.
Mm-hmm.
And all I do now is just kind of allow Him. I don't allow Him. He's going to do it. But He does drive it. He does the driving. And I just sit back and I wait for my blessings. And literally, it truly has been a blessing. But again, when you use the word passion for your show, for what you're doing, that's going to carry you. That's going to get you up in that morning when you don't feel like getting up. That's going to have you reaching out to people for sponsors, for everything that you need for this show to be a success. That passion is going to continue to fuel you. And I just wish you nothing but the best.
I appreciate it. And thanks for coming along this journey with me and allowing me on your journey with you. Let's make both of these journeys a success and then just build on it, my man.
I'm with you all the way, 100%.
Clifford. Cliff Scales joining me. Thank you, Cliff, for that great conversation. A two-minute pause, and then the King of Connecticut will wrap up the show.
Full Armor Worldwide Company is customer-centered and motivated financially in order to provide excellent service through company industry and a well-experienced team. It has a big impact on customer-oriented business. The company provides effective, efficient, fast, and friendly service for every customer. The company aim is for quality customer service to encourage new customers and to keep the existing customers. With years of experience, Full Armor Worldwide is trusted by the clients, and the company has strong relationships with the clients. Good and quality client service is the best way to keep clients, which serves as an assurance of long-term success. If there is a service that you need, such as web design, logistics, construction, property management, or more, Full Armor Worldwide is where you need to go. Give us a call today to set up your consultation at 888-386-2040 or drop an email at info@fullarmorworldwide.com. Full Armor Worldwide, innovative for a better tomorrow. Hey fans, spring is here and Cleaver Supplements invites you to spring into action to get in the best shape of your life. Our supplements and products will help you do just that. You had a good winter season, and now it's time to show off and keep that great shape, great attitude, and work on getting even better for your life. Our Fat Burner, Super Swole Serum, and other products will keep you on track to a healthier and happier you. Do it for your family, do it for your friends, but most of all, do it for you. For more information, visit us online at cleaversupplements.com. Cleaver Supplements, pure supplements for when genetics are just not enough.
I think I got him on the line now. Matt, are you with me?
Hey, Brian, what's happening?
What's going on, Your Highness? How are you?
Good. It's good to talk to you. I haven't talked to you in probably close to a month.
Yeah, it's been a while. Both of us have been fairly busy. But when you brought this subject to me about the hypocrisy of the media and Kanye West, I said, oh, we have to have a conversation about this.
Oh, yeah. We talked on the show about the media hypocrisy, particularly with guests like with Pat Miletich.
Oh, yeah.
Number of times he's brought that up, and Talib Starks on talking about it. We've had Charles Faulkner talking about it, so... Yeah, when I saw this stuff, I said, God, it's only getting worse, and it's crazy how it's never been this way where sides are people are so vicious one side or the other, and you can't even express an opinion, especially with God, with the control of corporate media. You can't express an opinion, especially if you're black, and that's ridiculous. It's nuts.
It is nuts.
It's nuts, man. What is your take on this whole thing, Brian?
It's like the corporate media are painting, and I'm going to go there, they're painting men into a corner and don't expect men to come back swinging.
That's right. And I think one of the things, whether you like or you hate Donald Trump, he's done a great job in just not apologizing, not being a weasel. I mean, God, I remember years ago, Don Imus. I lost a lot of respect for Don Imus. I was never a big Imus fan, but my parents always were because he lived in Westport. He made that comment, which he could have made, it was just pretty innocuous.
Right.
Where he said nappy-headed hoes about some basketball players. And, of course, you have the race hustlers, like Al Sharpton came after him. At that point in Imus's career, he was set financially. He should have just said, screw you, you know, and not apologize. But he weaseled and apologized. And that's the thing. Trump has shown you don't have to apologize. And, you know, the king never apologizes.
And that's a great thing.
Yeah, I don't believe in that, and I think it's ridiculous. And you know how this whole thing started with Kanye West was he was listening to Candace Owens.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't know the background of Candace Owens. She's an extremely beautiful, intelligent woman, black woman, and she wanted to expose racists online and people who were going after others and bullying people online. So she was in the process of creating this technology that would identify who these people were if they were going after somebody. And well, here's what happened was the radical liberals warned her. They said, if you do this, these people that are making these they're making these racist remarks. They're gonna take you down. You can't do it. And they were fighting her over it. And she comes to find out the reasons that they were fighting her over it is because they were the ones that were creating fake accounts.
Wow.
They were professional race hustlers. They were the ones that were creating fake accounts. And it was actually them that were stirring it all up. It was nuts. So Candace Owens had a change in her whole philosophy. And it's like, you know, a lot of black intellectuals like Walter Williams and Thomas Sowell had said over the years, if you're black in America and you step off the liberal plantation and you start to think for yourself, they did with Candace Owens. And it's crazy to think that if you're of a certain race, you have to have one political ideology. It's so confining. It is slavery of the mind, and that's what Kanye West was referring to. And he didn't. I don't think he really expressed eloquently enough. People, there was some gray area there, and of course, there's a little gray area, and the media pounces on him for it. He wasn't talking about actual slavery. He was talking about slavery of the mind. And why in the hell, if you're of a certain race, you need to have a certain ideology? It's crazy.
It is crazy. And I can relate to this in this way. You and I have talked so many times on the years we've had at the King's Court, and y'all need to check out the archives. They're going to be updated today. And let me say this. Whenever an election comes along, I have been told by my mother, not by my father, listen carefully, not by my father, been told by my mother how to vote. And the last four times, I didn't listen. And I get criticized for that because I do my own research on the candidates, and if I don't feel comfortable, I won't vote for them. Period. This is supposed
Absolutely.
To be land of the free and home of the brave, and yet when it comes to politics, it's nowhere near that. You know my favorite comedian, Mr. George Carlin.
Oh, yeah.
When he said, and I quote, these elections are a charade, they are a sham, because
And they are a sham, because if you do your research, it's the Electoral College who has the final say, not the people. If they really want a radical change for everybody and take race out of the equation, you put the election where it's supposed to belong, in the people's hands.
Yeah, they don't even trust the people. And it's crazy to think that you gotta completely side with one side or the other.
Right.
It's crazy thing is talking about slavery. Look at Hillary Clinton. Her biggest accomplishment was overthrowing Gaddafi. And now, in Libya, it's completely a failed state, and there's slavery in Libya now.
Mm-hmm.
After the overthrow of Gaddafi. I mean, that's a big thing of mine, is minding our own business, getting out of the Middle East, and not being beholden to Israel and Saudi Arabia. And both sides do it. There's corruption on both sides. But when you expose both sides, the media, they ostracize you. They take you out. I mean, look at, like, on MSNBC. Have you heard of this guy, Thomas Frank?
He's a little familiar to me, yes.
He was on MSNBC, and he wrote two books. Well, he wrote the first book was called What's the Deal with Kansas? And it was basically a book all about the Republicans and kind of bashing the Republicans, which is fine. You know, he wrote that book, and they loved him for it. They praised him for it. Then he wrote a book called Listen Liberal, which criticized the liberals and the ridiculousness of the neoliberals. As soon as he wrote that book, he's out of MSNBC. He lost his job. He's in England now, you know, working for The Guardian. He couldn't even get a job in American media because it's so controlled, the corporate controlled American media. It's ridiculous. You've got to stay on the plantation. As they say, you have to have a certain ideology, especially if you're black in America. And that is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
It completely stifles the whole concept of free thought. You can't think for yourself. And these media folks, especially CNN, and I've said it several times, and it's only gotten worse.
Yeah.
Sit there, and I'm working out at the gym, and I just look up at the headlines of CNN. And it's worse than any Saturday Night Live parody, how much they hate President Trump. They despise the man.
Oh, yeah.
And they're so blatant about it. And Trump now is in the process of getting peace between North and South Korea. They don't talk about that. They just want to talk about Stormy Daniels. And, you know, ironically, you know, I was going to sue Stormy last year for the carpal tunnel I'd been experiencing.
Right. Here's something that you have to think about in terms of Trump. And I've heard this several times over, and you just pointed it out a moment ago. They just want to point out the bad things that happen without doing.
They want his head on a stick.
Yeah.
CNN wants his head on a stick.
Yeah.
It's crazy because Trump was never called a racist before.
Right.
You know, The Apprentice, and you look at all his friends, you know, and the Mike Tysons, all these folks, that he's got tons of black friends and supporters, but they have this narrative that he's evil and he's a racist, and they want to enlighten the people who voted for him, support him. That's the mentality that these neoliberals have in the media. It's disgusting.
It is. The control factor is the most disgusting thing. And I'll share this before we go to a break. I've had so many people over the course of my 22-year career ask me, why haven't you worked for ESPN? Why haven't you worked for Fox Sports or Comcast Sportsnet? And the reason is simple. If I worked for any of those stations, it would defeat my purpose when I created Arena Sportsnet under a different name 22 years ago to have and build and cultivate my own. Period. That's why
Absolutely, Brian.
That's why
you've done
I stick
a, you've
with
done
this.
A great job with it.
Thank you. That's why
and, you know,
I stick
I wanted
with
to
this.
Say I wanted to say too, Brian, is we're going to have to do another King's Court special soon.
Way ahead of you, partner.
Yeah, perhaps not on this topic, but we're gonna have to do one in the next month or so.
Way ahead of you, partner. Way ahead of you. We are going to do it.
I want to just say one thing, too, before I said you said you were going to a break. And
yeah.
I want to thank you for having me on. I've got a pretty busy work week, work morning here, but I wanted to say this Saturday night I'll be at the men's club in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'll be.
I can't thank the King of Connecticut enough for hopping on whenever he does. And we taped that, I want to say, a little over a month ago when Kanye West's comments were taken completely out of context yet again. And I find this to be true. Whenever someone famous makes a comment, instead of, you know, asking them what you meant by it, you know, or anybody, it doesn't have to be a famous person. I've had it happen to me. When someone makes a comment, instead of asking, you know, what you meant by it, finding out what they mean, finding out, you know, what they were thinking, you just immediately make a negative assumption about it. And frankly, it gets old and it gets tiring after a while. Just wanted to leave y'all with that. Do something positive for somebody today. And I have to get the hell out of here. Got a lot to do tomorrow. Going to talk a little more baseball. Of course, we're going to touch on the NBA. Where's LeBron going to land? You know my opinion about that. If you missed it, I'll disparage it tomorrow. Got a couple more classic conversations for you. And another full 2 hours of Snowman in the Morning. I want to thank everybody for tuning us in this morning. Remember the question of the day. Which team do you think will end its championship drought next? I know I'm going to get some more answers after we get off the air here, but I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank my wonderful sponsors, including Cleaver Supplements and Elite Athletic Training and Full Armor Worldwide, and to all the great fans that have tuned in. If you want to sponsor this show, drop an email to snowmaninthemorning@gmail.com. That's snowmaninthemorning@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, and Facebook using the ID SIT Morning, and also follow us. Also follow Arena Sportsnet, 3 and Out Radio, KNHB Radio, and the Lake County Sports Network, all on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Gotta go. Talk to y'all tomorrow. Snowman out.